The massive hype surrounding Apple's latest product release was captured by the satirical newspaper The Onion. Before yesterday's announcement, The Onion's mock headline read, "Frantic Steve Jobs stays up all night designing Apple tablet."
After supposedly forgetting about the announcement until the last minute, Jobs is described gluing 9 iPhones onto a cafeteria tray and calling it Apple's new product.
Well, the real rollout of what's known as the iPad was a good deal more choreographed. NPR's Laura Seidel samples some of the reaction.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs certainly didn't play down all the hype.
"We want to kick off 2010 by introducing a truly magical and revolutionary product today."
Jobs and a team of other presenters went on for over an hour and a half about the virtues of the new iPad. Here are some of the basics. It's got a 9.7-inch touchscreen. It's got a big virtual keyboard. The iPad connects to iTunes. iTunes will now have a bookstore, and the iPad is a lovely color e-reader. There was no major new technology. It got a big ho-hum from some analysts.
"The iPad had the opportunity to create a completely new consumer device category, and it didn't."
That's James McQuivey of Forrester Research. He thinks the iPad is basically just a large iPod Touch. It uses the iPhone operating system. It runs iPhone apps, but it doesn't make phone calls, and it can't take pictures. McQuivey was hoping that Apple would create a device that took advantage of social networking. He has this fantasy. Imagine you're in Paris with the family. You want to send photos to Grandma back in New Jersey. McQuivey was hoping Grandma could turn on her iPad and voila, there would be pictures.
"So that people across multiple generations are going to say, I want an iPad because it helps connect me to my family and my friends in a way that I can't right now. And this device doesn't."
Not everyone is quite as disappointed as McQuivey. Gartner analyst Michael McGuire points out no one was terribly excited about the first iPod.
"It grew. They iterated it quickly. And I think we might be looking at the same kind of a cycle."
The first iPads won't hit the market for another 2 months. However, Apple has released a software development kit so that other companies can create new applications. In that time, McGuire thinks the right application could make a difference.
"You could look at this as the first stake in the ground, if you will, as opposed to, well, it didn't meet all of the hype."
But McGuire admits that if the iPad is going to kick off a revolution, that wasn't evident yesterday. And with a price tag between $499 and $829, plus as much as $30 if you want 3G, it's not clear that Apple has yet given consumers a reason to buy an iPad. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.